Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, y'all, take off your shirts, get your nipple clips, pull down your pants because you're about to get an edging.
Turn on some Law & Order SVU a la Captain Sandy, staring at Mariska, Cheeto fingers.
Cheeto. Now you see, because of Kalani, when we say Cheeto fingers, now it's a whole different
thing. This is Love is Blind season two. Otherwise known as the influencer season. But it was messy as fuck.
Ironically, we're edging you because we're preparing you for season four of Love is Blind. That's dropping on Netflix on what day? March 24th. March 24th, episodes will drop the day after.
It's your own personal trash advent calendar.
Yes.
Yes.
And this, you know, we didn't like this season of Love is Blind of season two. However,
we had fun talking about it.
We talk about it probably more than any other season now.
I agree with you. A lot of them winded up on that show, Perfect Match.
But don't spoil it for people because they want to know what if they haven't watched Love is Blind and they don't know.
Okay, look, Perfect Match is everywhere.
Well, I'm just saying.
They need to fucking come out of their caves.
Maybe they don't know about Shane and Natalie and they don't know and they're wanting to.
Oh, and you may not, you know, about young Gary Busey. Who's looking for werewolves?
Y'all, it's a weird season. We go rogue, but we hope that you enjoy
Very rogue.
Very rogue. We will tell you this. Season four of Love is Blind is, I think, we've had four episodes. It's the best season of Love is Blind we've had so far.
I kind of agree with you.
It's really good. So, and
especially, who thought that Cocaine Bear was going to join the cast? Sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Netflix won't get us for that. I will say this, the after the altar, which we cover that too, but the after the altar of season two was the best after the altar.
Because it was super, super messy.
Super messy. So y'all enjoy the ride. We had a ball covering it. This was previously just on a Reality Gaze Plus, but now it's for all of you on this free feed. Enjoy our season two of Love is What, Poodle?
Blind.
All right, 90 Day. Okay, Love is Blind, take one.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's 90 Day Gays presenting
Love is Blind.
Poodle, do you know who I feel sorry for in all of this Love is Blind nonsense? Go ahead. Who do you think?
No, I don't know.
The poor PA that has to carry around these goblets everywhere.
Oh,
they take them everywhere. Their houses. Like, have you noticed in the restaurant scenes?
No, I know. Yeah,
the same goblets.
I think this whoever makes no is. Sense. Whoever is editing this show walked in with the first day and said, this is how it's going to be, everybody. I make all the decisions here. I tell you what happens in what order. I'm the editor. And here are my secret weapons.
these beautiful metallic goblets. So you know what? I could show you the end of the party, and then I could show you 5 minutes after the party started, and no one will ever know, because that's how I edit.
Also, my sister-in-law
name is Mark.
Mine's Mark, and my sister-in-law worked at Pier 1, and she has a lot of goblets.
Exactly. I'm going to do things my way.
I don't understand how all the goblets, but how that would...
Because you see levels of glasses in, because there are people, probably our sitsies, say you can tell it was later because of where her wine glass is.
It's kind of ingenious.
It's kind of
come up by some crazy Nazi editor who said, I have control of when we see things.
It is.
It is a complete and utter mind fuck.
Why don't they just get pretty ones?
Because I guarantee you the editing crew on this show is run by someone who is mad with power. It is there. You don't even speak to this editing crew.
You don't speak to Mark.
No, don't talk to Mark. Mark Silverblatt talks to no one.
No one. Y'all, this is Love is Blind, reality gays. I know the theme song says 90 Day Gays, but
Love
this show,
Love is Blind.
This show came out when we weren't
together. Nice cough.
So really, really, me, I had a little, I have a little cough.
But no, you coughed at the end of it into the microphone. That's why I said that.
Yeah, sure. Y'all, but we're covering Love is Blind. Hey, if you're new to our Patreon, thank you for joining us. We appreciate
it. Welcome to the shit show.
Welcome. We want to remind you that when you join Patreon, just so y'all aren't surprised, you're charged the day that you join, and then the first of the month, you'll get another $5 fee. So it's not a month. You gain access to a membership and hundreds at this point of old episodes that are all at your service.
Yep.
So anyway, y'all, we're just letting you know that's how it works.
We're ready to service you in your ears.
Yes, that's the way Patreon charges. If you join on the 28th, you're going to get charged to get on the 5th, but then that you paying for 2 months membership.
So don't be that Carl's wife who messages me saying, I joined on February 27th.
They charged my $5. I was going to save that for my kids.
And said... I thought I was charged on March 1st.
Yeah. So we're just letting you know this is the way it works on Patreon. The reason we have to do that is because a lot of you asked you wanted yearly memberships. Well, to do a yearly membership, it's a whole pay thing we have to change up. So anyway, but you can get a yearly membership if you just want to say, fuck this month to month. I'm getting a year. I'm getting a year raw dogging from my reality gays. You can get it.
We're going to be there. We're going to raw dog you at Thanksgiving. We're going to raw dog you on Labor Day.
Raw
dog you at Christmas.
Yes.
Raw dog you at Purim.
I was just about to say Purim.
Yeah. Going to get everything. Arbor Day.
Arbor Day. Mm-hmm.
Secretary's Day. Sorry. Now it's, what is it? I think you probably got gifts during Secretary's Day, didn't you?
Administrative
Assistance Day.
I never received a gift once in all my 18 years at my law office.
But that was what you did.
I know.
You're kidding. I thought you would get things on that day.
I didn't care, y'all. My job was I left and they gave me a Rolex and I'm still too scared to wear it. I don't know what to do with that.
It's kind of shocking that they never gave you anything.
It's fine. They blinded me. They blinded me with money at the end, and I was totally. I said, "Oh, thank you." Anyway, all right.
So we're getting down. This is called episode 8: Final Adjustments. I still don't know what that means.
You know what? They're not good at naming these.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, I think they could do way better, but whatever.
Mark Silverblatt decides on the names, and no one and everyone's afraid of him.
I hope he doesn't get our Instagram blocked. So. It's 9 days until the wedding. Shall we jump in with Natalie and Shane?
Yeah. Y'all, this was a cliffhanger from the previous episode of him meeting Natalie's parents, who seem kind of tough.
Yes.
Especially her mom. And
yes.
We see him coming. He's so nervous, you guys. You can see him sweating already. They're talking, and the mom just kind of no nonsense. She's like,
What made Shane stand out for you? Right in front of him.
Right in front of him.
And then they're kind of talking about it. And mom's like, yeah, I'm going to grill you. It's time now for me to grill you. Yeah, and I'm gonna she said, she's like, you know, I said from day one, you're my number one choice.
She said, I knew. Now she says, y'all, she says this again. We do find out there's, because she said it either in this episode, Natalie said it, or next episode. It's confirmed. There are 10 days of dating, y'all. They only have 10 days to do this.
So, yeah. I was like I said, somewhere between 5 and 2 weeks.
We thought like maybe like 2 weeks, but only 10 days of dating. And then, which makes this sound even more ridiculous. Nuts. And it was on day 3 where she knew Shane was the one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. Right. Can you imagine? I know this is such a pressure cooker, but.
I would need a vivid description of their penis. Like, not a length thing. I would need to know every nook and cranny of their penis.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
I'm sorry, y'all. That's a deal breaker.
Yeah. So the guy would say, well, so, you know, the base of the shaft, it kind of looks like a goblin's neck. And Poodle will be over there just kind of drawing out. He said,
I'm sitting there. We're doing a full on diving bell and butterfly winking. Yeah. He's blinking eyes. Me just, he is communicating every single thing to me. And I'm like Michelangelo over here sculpting it from my mind's eye.
Dickelangelo.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So mom says, you know, she meets him and she said, and even the dad says, you know, I married my best friend. That's what you want. And she said, well, what made her stand out? And Shane said, she was just, honestly, our communication was so great. And she was so, he liked that she was calming to him. And basically, I mean, I don't know if he's going to win over Danielle's mom, but she said, I feel much better. Natalie's mom, sorry. I feel much better. She said, and this was so interesting. Her mom meant it as kind of cute, but it's so apropos because she said, you know, there's a side of Natalie a lot of people don't see. The only time I saw it, I knew it when she was a young girl, when she was mad, when she would get mad. And they talk about that. And it is interesting that within 2 weeks, Shane already sees the same thing that the mother, who's had a lifetime with her daughter, he sees when Natalie gets mad. And he said, that's why I compliment her, because I have my heart on my shoulder, and I've learned to not get so emotional in moments. And she's learned to talk about her anger. And
I'm going to say this. I said this last episode. They're a slam dunk for me. I know we see a little bit, we saw in the preview that she was crying because they had a fight.
We watched episodes 8 and 9, so we're covering that today. I'm going to say this now, especially, I can get emotional, especially in episode 9.
I'm arguing this episode.
Especially episode 9 when the parents meet, when the moms meet.
Oh my God, oh my God.
I'm saying it now, Natalie and Shane are the Lauren and Cameron of this season.
I'm not going to go that far.
I'm going there.
But they're pretty close.
Anyway, we'll talk about though. We're getting.
I will say Shane has grown. Shane has grown on me. That was a lot of problem vowels for me that I had to fix in my language.
It's
that
fine.
I had to say Shane has grown on me.
I wasn't judging that, Poodle. That's just the way you talk.
Judge myself. But no, I was growing up, I would say Shane has grown on me.
That's fine too. And we all could be a little less Danielle and a little more.
No, you're right. But I find myself, I think I've told you this, you guys, when you start teaching and you're in a situation where you have to be in a position of authority, if you talk like this, people don't take you seriously.
They don't.
Especially in academia.
So the mom, so basically they have this, and she said, I'm happy to meet you. She's like, this is a lot for me to handle. But she said, marriage is not just all about love. It's not just about that. But Natalie is like, she's like, I'm confident. He is it. He's the one. And she's talking to her dad. He said, I'm happy for you too. You can tell he's a genuine person. And
yep. Shane did really well in this parent meeting.
I know. He was talking to the mom, and he was saying, the mom said, it's not about love. Things happen. It's about what do you do? And he said, I'm here for it. I'm here for family. Family is really important to me, because she says, we're a close family. He said, I want to be with a close family. And she said, I feel a lot more comfortable now that I met you, and the energy, I feel really good.
Yeah, I really like them. If something happens and they don't wind up marrying, I'll be very upset.
Well, and then they meet upset. Shane's pair. Y'all, we're going to talk about all the couples, what happens, and then we'll talk about the wedding dresses at the end. Yeah. And then Natalie meets Shane's mom.
Oh, God, again, I love her.
It's like Deep in Shake. You're thinking, okay, is this going to be the crazy? Y'all, we meet this woman who's a poor widow just three months ago. She looks
just like him.
She looks just like that. It's Gary Busey in drag. And so,
I'm Shane's mama.
Oh, God.
It's so good to see you.
I just said it. Sorry, I said it.
I do what I can.
I do what I can. And so, y'all, she said, I'm nervous. And Natalie said, she basically said, he's told me so much about you. And Natalie talks so much about you in Mexico. And that actually, and Shane's mom was saying, oh, no. And she said, no, that actually is what made me feel good about him, is how much he loved you, how much he talked about you, and how it was important for him to be close with you and for me to be close with you.
I also have to say, when I started to tear up in this episode was when Shane said, can I ask you a question, Mom? And you could just the way he looked at her mm-hmm. with so much love. And he's like, do you give us your blessing? And she just kind of went, don't make me cry. And I started to cry. I love their relationship.
He said, of course I do. She seems very genuine.
Yeah.
Y'all.
He said, all I want is for my mom to be a grandmother and to see me get married. And it's hard to think of Shane being anything but genuine. You know, that's one of his strengths.
It's a really, if you have a good relationship with your parents, and so I know this is a privilege for me to even say it, because I've had a good relationship with my parents. So I'm not talking about people that don't, and my heart goes out to you in that respect. But there is, if you have a somewhat good relationship, I feel like sometimes it can be a hindrance, but I've learned this just especially with my dad's passing and all this. There is this part of you as a kid that you do want your parents to be proud of you.
Yeah.
And I don't think that ever goes away. And that's what was so, I think what I got emotional watching too is Shane really needed his mom to just say, I'm happy for you. I'm proud of who you are. I support you. It was beautiful.
Shall we talk about salary?
Malvador Gigante.
So they had an argument
that we didn't see, y'all. And when someone has an argument that we don't see, what do we think, Poodle?
Bullshit. Well, you know what? It's not that. It's always less compelling.
It is less compelling. But did you understand? I felt like Mallory had no reason to be upset.
Here's what it sounded like. This feels like we were making a mountain out of a molehill. And I even had a hard time with Mallory being upset about it. She seemed like she was over it.
Because one of Sal's ex-girlfriends showed up at his...
I think the person who he was dating before, as they can't say the show, y'all. So they say, the experiment.
The experiment. The person he was dating before, that woman showed up at his sister's that we met apartment.
Crying,
and her sisters upset. Had to deal with them. To me, that's not about Sal. That's not about Mallory. It's about this woman who's going through a hard time of a breakup, but that's about her experience. I don't see how, but yet she gets mad at Sal for it, and she says, I don't know if I can trust you.
She thinks it's something that he hasn't told her about. If he went into the experiment with dating people, and basically, y'all, again, Mallory's looking for another way to throw a match and just to make this go up in flames.
That's what I wrote. She is looking for an excuse to burn this down.
She is a wild animal who is desperately trying not to be domesticated at this point.
Wild women do, and they don't regret it.
Close.
Wild women do. That's what I said.
I changed your key.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I think it's actually higher than that. Wild women. It is.
Yeah. That's it. That's the key, actually.
Boy, you know it when I say it.
Maybe sometimes I do things not in the right key just to irk you.
No, I don't think that's it. Anyway, so this is, she basically says, and it's, you know, it's so painful to watch her say this. She's like, if there's someone else, just tell me, and that'll be it. And Sal's, this is not right what she does to him. Because I feel like part of her knows he's going to always apologize. And it's almost like she's pushing him to see what he'll take. And she's seeing how far he's going to go.
She'll see how far to go, but also, and I think it's old pattern stuff, because it's not that I don't think she doesn't care for Sal, but
I think she does care for him.
I think she does, but I think it's a little bit of going back to the her and Jarrett conversation, where I felt like she wasn't, he was shitty in that, but she was kind of, what I realize now, seeing more of her whole picture, I think she's just been used to being addicted to drama.
Yep, and she's used to War of the Roses relationships where you're fighting.
Sal is not that person.
No.
He's just very hot toast, y'all. He's very, very hot toast.
Hot toast.
With an okay penis.
I think it's okay, like you're saying.
You know what? We haven't done this yet. We'll finish up Mallory, but we'll say, y'all, you know what? Y'all stay tuned till the end, and Poodle's going to use his gift about everybody's dick on the show. We're going to tease it.
I will say this. Number one, the biggest dick may surprise you. I can tell you the biggest dick I can already tell you is going to be Jarrett's. But number two might surprise you.
All right.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Okay, everybody. Mallory says, we're good, but if something comes up, I don't think I could get past that again.
Let me say this. I'm going to weigh in on this probably at the end of the episode. We're going to talk about this more, but I think they will get married. I think he will have done all the work.
Mm-hmm.
He will have left her with no way to turn down such a genuine expression of love. And that will be the way to, quote unquote, have domesticated the wild animal that is Mallory.
I think they will get married too. I'm not full on as bored as you are, but I was two episodes I would have said no. Now I'm like, okay, maybe. Let's talk about Deep and Shakes.
Is that the only thing for them? Yeah, it is. You're right.
They don't have a lot, basically. But he finally, you know, he brings up, and you know, so they're sitting having dinner, and she's like, I see our future is so magical. And y'all, he in a really healthy and a really, and also I want to say kind way, brings up this kind of reservation of, you're the most incredible girl. He says, girl, most incredible girl, woman I've ever met. And he said, everything about you is so great for me. And if I had to pick someone, it would be you. He said, and I also want this intense physical connection, but it's not really instinctual with me right now. He said, yeah,
this was the best way to bring it up.
It was the best way to bring it up. And she says, and this is a great point. She said, I don't know what happened. We were really physical. Remember when he met her? He couldn't stop making out with her and grabbing her ass and like being all over her.
Right, so as soon as he met her in the pods.
Yeah. And so Deep is asking herself too, what happened?
Yeah. And they haven't had sex yet. And I thought but he says something really interesting. He says, the physical connection this is something that never happened to me, is being overshadowed by the emotional one. And that's a lot of growth for him, y'all. I can't even say, for someone like Shake.
Yes, and for him to say it's becoming, I just want to emphasize the way he said, y'all, in case you don't watch the show. If you're not watching this show, oh my God, don't listen.
You need to be watching
this
show.
You need to be watching
the show. Don't sleep on this season.
Don't, but he said, yes, it's overshadowing, but he even says, and becoming more important than the physical connection.
Exactly. Yep.
Anyway.
I keep going back to this idea. If you have a complete emotional connection with someone, mm-hmm. and if you just can't make a physical or a sexual connection, I'm trying to figure out how I would handle that, because I've had that a little bit, those issues, but it's always not worked out for me.
Hmm.
I mean, has that happened to you? Like,
it's hard because that's what's great about this experiment, or interesting, right, is a better word, because we never let it get past that.
Exactly.
And then real world, and that's normal. That's normal. You don't have this physical attraction.
Well, I mean, my situation has been, I've been friends with someone for a while. We've slept around a little bit. And then they tell me they want to date me. And I'm like, the physical connection.
Beep, beep.
Back it up. Back it up. You know, I like to laugh and say you're wrong, but that's exactly what I do.
It is.
But it's that kind of thing for me, where
I think it's an anomaly of this experience, because I think about like with my partner now, it's 7 years. The sex is not, it's great, it's fine, but it's not actually the most important. So when I think about
it has to be present in the beginning.
Exactly.
It has to be.
And we've known each other. So they knew each other and didn't have this sex. So I think their storyline has become the most interesting one for me.
Yeah, me too.
So
we'll talk about it at the end of episode 9, but about predictions.
We'll talk about predictions. I do want to talk about the storyline that's probably the least interesting to me, and that's Iyanna and Jarrett.
Yeah, me too. Mostly because I know it's a sure thing for him, because I don't think he's really thought about it. I don't think
I don't think he, it's weird. I really like her too. And
me too.
I think she's boring TV. I'm just kind of like, Like, I just, I'm not.
I don't know if she's boring TV. I think she's with someone who isn't challenging her the right way. He doesn't ask her anything about herself and how she's feeling.
If he does, we don't see it, y'all. We have never seen that.
It is, and to me, that is the utter loneliness of their relationship.
And she keeps saying, I'm all about actions. She's been saying that from episode, like, since Mexico. She's been telling him, I'm all about actions.
Nothing.
She even says it again in episode 9. Nothing's happened, y'all. Actions have not changed at all. Now, he's meeting her parents.
Her adopted parents.
Which, her mom, Jennifer, looks her age.
And her dad is hot. I would totally bang her dad.
Yeah. Suddenly now Poodle could be on Adults Adopting Adults. That guy. So, y'all, the goblets are out. This isn't a very long conversation, but Yana basically, the parents say, why do you want to be married? And why, the mom asks Jarrett, why do you want to be married? And he gives his kind of stock answer of she has this resilience.
Bullshitter.
But the mom says, okay, that's great. But what is it about her? What is it about her and her personality that you love? The mom tries to get a specific answer. And Jared,
you don't really
says,
get one.
He says her passion before in her how driven she is. But that's kind of the, and he says, she says, well, what is it about her? She's like, and how if you don't know if you haven't seen these things? And he doesn't, you're right. He doesn't answer that.
And you guys, I'm going to say this. The conclusion I've come to for this is he's looking for someone to take care of him. He's looking for a second mom as a wife.
I think he's looking for a second mom as a wife. I think he also is looking at, and again, y'all, it makes me rethink the way Americans, think about the way we in the West here think about marriage. He's looking for someone to take care of him. I think he's looking for someone who would be a good mom. He's looking for that person who's just, maybe he's not madly in love with, but it's almost in a weird way, like, you feel like he's almost asking the same question as Deep, except for Deep, or I'm sorry, Shake. But Deep and Shake have this great emotional connection.
You can't even compare the two for me.
Well, no, why I'm comparing it, it's like for Jarrett, but it's not even like y'all have this great friendship. I feel like they act like roommates to me who like each other.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, I'm going to say this one thing that he says, you have this resilience. To me, that's a way of saying, and maybe I'm reading too much into this, but she's gone through a lot of stuff and she's gone back fighting. That means if I take her through a lot of stuff, she'll be fine.
Possibly.
And this idea of, and also I think he considers himself very resilient. So you're exactly right. It's like looking for a roommate and a partner. And I feel though, just from what we've seen, he is not willing to include her in any friend relationships that he has.
No.
Because she doesn't really belong in that, in his kind of fun going out life. She, on the same aspect, she has not tried to push him on that because she's so worried about him breaking up with her, which makes me very sad. I agree with you. There's a little less to be said here. There's just a generic wash of sadness with this relationship for me. Cause I don't think either people, you said that he's thinking about marriage differently. I can agree with that, but I don't think that's subconscious for him, or I don't think that's conscious. I think she, on the other hand, completely wants the love of her life.
Yeah, it's actually not sad to me. It's more of, it's unfeel. It's like this dispassionate. It's just nothing to me. It's not. If it was like really sad and tormented, like Nick and Danielle, at least it's something. It's just. But I'm agreeing with everything you're saying. You just said it's a sad relationship. It's not even. It's worse than that to me. It's not even.
Gotcha.
It's just. so not feeling at all. Anyway.
And then the mom, her mom said, are you okay with slowing down and kind of being, and he's like, oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, because they talk about she went out like 3 times a week, and I went, okay, that's a lot to go out.
And like, these are the weeks when you're getting to know
the person. Like,
still having to make the decision.
3 times a week, dude.
And he's staying out till like 3 in the morning. This is just red flag central.
Someone got on a reality show to be like a sneaker influencer.
Well, everything about what he says he does when he was talking about it was like so many things that made me feel like he talks up his, he's very much to me a little bit all talk of a person.
Yeah, I agree.
And she loves that about him. And I think he's a great hang with the guys. I guarantee you he has no close female friends.
None.
Zero. He doesn't know how to relate to women.
Any women that are somewhat pretty, he's fucked them.
Yep.
I'll raise my hand. I volunteer as tribute.
I would choose her father over Jared any day.
Not me. Ooh, he's hot. So let's talk about I think that's it for the couples in the first part.
No,
except for Daniel and Nick, but they're kind of after the wedding dress thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Let's talk about the wedding dresses. There's not...
Hand party. We're having a hand party.
We had a hand party. Again, Natalie didn't... We see Vanessa and Nick. They're there because Nick is, y'all, with the men and Vanessa's with the women. And we see that Natalie brought Shane's mom and her sister, which is what you do at a proper wedding.
I did cry a little bit when I saw Natalie's mom and Shane's mom talking to one another.
It was beautiful. It was lovely, lovely, lovely.
And y'all, of course, Wendy's there. Danielle's mom. That dress is not flattering.
Everyone knows it's Wendy.
It doesn't do well with her big old thighs. Probably not as good.
Okay.
Somebody got some Kendall Jackson here.
Mom, I really like this dress, Mom. I like this dress.
It's ugly. No. Okay. No.
Okay, Mom. Okay, Mom.
God, I love her.
Love her. Mallory brought her two best friends because did she say her sister and mom are not supportive of this and are not coming?
No, I think she said they couldn't come. I don't know.
But in the next episode, she said something like, it's really hard when your family doesn't support you or whatever.
I know. I think she said in this episode that they, quote, couldn't come because she was very upset about it. My thought was, and I wrote this down, who can't clear their schedules when television show comes calling to pay you?
Well, or who wouldn't, what mother wouldn't show up for her daughter's wedding dress fitting?
Oh, I think that's exactly what it is. I think the sister is, I think probably, we met the sister Tiffany and she's pretty judgmental.
Pretty?
I was being nice.
But she's very judgmental. And we thought she was kind of good judgmental, but it turns out, remember, y'all, the sister said at the end of that scene, it's hard. And this was a place I went, oh, this relationship's dysfunctional a little bit. When she said, it's hard letting somebody else love someone else that you love so much. And I went, love?
Yikes.
What's that thing? The Corinthians thing? Like, she needs to
love
read that
fucking love is patient. Love is kind.
Yeah.
I like your, what's that Corinthians thing? What's two Corinthians?
That verse always makes me cry at weddings. Always. I know everybody reads it, but it makes me emotional. You're so numb to it now because you played so many weddings. You're just on your grinder looking at, and you're like saying,
love is patient, going, love is kind.
You're like, your dick is patient, your dick is kind, your dick doesn't judge me.
It does not boast. Ooh, that one boasts. Ooh. Mama like, does not bear false witness. Love does not get, love will get hard on me in the morning.
Wow, we ruin everything.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
And so, and I love that Karen tells Nancy's like, my boy, he wouldn't hurt a fly. He loves family. And
that's Shane's mom.
Yeah, yeah. Shane's mom. Oh, I love him. That's when I wrote down Warren and Cameron. I'm calling that now, but I know you're not.
There's one moment where Deja, who is Jarrett's sister is talking to Yana, and she, maybe she's doing a confession. She says, like, look, I know how my brother can be, and I really hope he's ready for this. So I think they all know. I don't think this has hit Jarrett yet that they're getting married, and I don't think it ever will. I think Jarrett is immature at what he at what he wants to do. He says he's ready to get married, but we both knew men growing up who were like, they got married really quickly. And of course, what happened? They would be out still partying as long as they could. And as soon as they had like one or two kids, they'd be, I saw this a lot and with people I graduated with, they'd be like out hound dogging it within a year after or 3 months after their baby was born.
What's hound dogging it mean?
Just like prowling.
That's some country shit expressions right there.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Where you're just not mature. You're not ready to get married. And I do think he's dealing with this pressure from his family.
I think
they want him to get married. And he's just saying, let's just shut them up. Because I guarantee you, Jarrett really doesn't want to get married.
I don't think he does. I've never thought he's a bad guy. I think he's a scared guy. I think he's, like you said, he is feeling so much pressure. And he's just kind of thrown in the towel like, well, I'll just do this. And because all this stuff he said to the parents, like, oh, yeah, I know when I get married, I have to settle down and lead a different life.
He doesn't believe that, though.
As we said, he should be doing that now.
Right.
Yeah, just because you're in a relationship and you get married, it changes.
I just think has the emotional maturity of a 15-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
And he, y'all, don't, Iana, if she marries him, she's going to have to raise a 15-year-old boy.
There's a reason
have to raise them.
There's a reason why women in their late 20s often like a guy who's in their mid to late 30s. I mean, imagine if Danielle was with someone her age. There's a reason why she's dating Nick.
There's something about Nick that there are certain things that he says, and also when he's with the rest of the group, that I'm just always kind of like, why are you shitty? There's certain things that Nick does.
We're going to talk about it this episode and next episode, but I have a bit of a turned of opinion with Nick. But let's talk about real quick. Let's talk about dresses, ho.
This was different than we've done before, but usually there's a little bit more. They took a little longer, I think, last season with the dresses.
I think they did too.
First of all, I've got to say that where they are, all these dresses kind of look the same. They're all beautiful, but
they do. Well, they look different. I will say, like, because the two dresses Mallory wears are fucking gorgeous on her. She can wear
anything. But the second one looked amazing with that off the shoulders. Ugh.
The second one looked amazing, but I loved the first one. I loved Natalie's dress made me gasp. The way it was fit on the top.
And usually I hate a lot of volume
Beautiful on her.
You know who my favorite dress was?
Who?
Danielle's.
Okay. I didn't love Danielle's dress in the wedding thing. I thought it fit perfect. I thought her body looked snatched.
That's what I'm saying. It made her body look perfect.
But I didn't like all the lace. But then later in episode 9, y'all, that's their wedding day, when she was with the hair and everything, gorgeous. I was like, okay, I'm into this look. The person I didn't like any of their dresses was Iana. I didn't love any of their dresses.
No, the first one was awful. The second one worked for me, but not really.
And I didn't love the headband with all the stuff hanging down in the back. It just looked unfinished to me.
Yeah, I
kind of thought the headband on, she has this short, cute pixie haircut, and I think the headband's like trying to do something. I would much rather her just have short hair and either like a little clip or just have a beautiful necklace.
It also needs the dress, because she's so tiny, the dress needs to really emphasize that.
Yeah.
And nothing really did for her.
It felt like the dress was wearing her. That's true.
Yeah. I was kind of annoyed that no one fought for her to have a more fitted option.
Well,
but I love that Deeps, y'all. Deeps is like, I'm doing an Indian gown. And I'm doing an Indian outfit, and it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
God, I love it. Oh, can we be friends with her?
Yeah, I want to be friends with her.
The thing is, y'all, I'm the last person who wants to be friends. I usually make fun of you a lot by saying, I think we'd be friends with them. But
you would with her.
I would be friends with Deeps.
So that's basically really like all the dress thing. I just will say that. So it's 5 days until the wedding. Real quick, Mallory comes home from a long day of work, and Sal has made us dinner. Y'all, them, it's like.
How much better could he get? I wrote down.
Sal is like friends with the producer or something like that. Because all the shots they did, it looked like a fucking cooking show. And the way they did all this. Meanwhile, y'all, Poodle is pretty much just fucking himself with his remote at this point. Like, I knew this drove you crazy.
I'm changing the volume with my sphincter.
No, why is this muting? Oh, yeah. Oh, I just reset my TiVo. Okay. Sorry, I'm tickling my throat today.
Oh, input change.
Input.
Yeah, I tell you, show you input.
So, I mean, it's really, that's it. It's just that she said, I'm glad we're having these hard, she looks beautiful, and she says, I'm glad we're having these hard conversations. And she said, clean slate. You know, because what he did was so horrible.
I liked her in the beginning. I'm going to say this now. I'm not someone who says you don't deserve blah, blah, blah. I don't want to say that. What you have done in this relationship, Mallory, you have not deserved the level of what he has done for you.
No, I agree. And when she says, and I do love you. And I went.
And I do appreciate you.
Why are you still saying this 5 days before your wedding? This should have been earlier. The whole confirmation of confirming someone that you love them.
Yeah.
I know this is a short experiment, but still.
I see this in two ways. Either she's that awful, or this is a bit of fraudacity. Either she's playing up the will they or won't they. Because I think we already have a slam dunk in Shane and Natalie that they're still going to try to get back at us. The other three, I don't know. I think Deeps and Shake will get married. But I'll say it now, and we'll probably talk about it in the next episode. I think Ayana's going to have something at the last minute where she goes, she everything in her will finally revolt, and her conscience will say, he doesn't really want to marry me.
Maybe. Save it for episode 9.
But you think they're gonna
I'm saving it for episode 9 when we do predictions normally.
Fine, you bitch. Fine. Thank you for shaming me.
Let's talk about Danielle and Nick and this last scene. You're like, oh great, they're tasting cake. What can go wrong when you're eating cake? Nothing.
Well,
nothing can go wrong.
It can, especially if you're eating gluten-free cake. I know people are gluten-free. I get it. But
I think it tastes the same to me, honestly.
I think I've had good gluten-free cake. You have to do it well.
You have to do it well.
I would disagree that it tastes the same for a gluten-free cake.
You are a cake connoisseur.
I am. I have had cake made with a combination of coconut flour and rice flour before. And it was good. The texture was still off.
It's more dense than a flour cake.
Yes. Yeah. But I would say, yes, can you make good gluten-free cakes? I'm saying just don't put one in front of me and say, bet you can't tell the difference, because I'm just like, yeah, this is gluten-free. Without batting my eyes. So
many sissies now are gonna bring you cake.
And you try to tell me. I will, if you bring me something as a gluten-free cake and I say, oh, this is, first of all, no, I'm not going to eat whatever you give me at a live show. I promise you, because I'm like Shayna, or who was it? I'm like, Ty, is this poison? And it's also COVID, so you're not going to give me gluten-free cake.
Okay, so let's talk about Danielle and Nick.
I'm just saying, just don't put gluten-free cake in front of me and say, but you can't tell the difference. I will gladly eat your gluten-free cake.
Someone just did this to Poodle once, and it really upset him.
They did.
Okay, there we are. Okay, let's talk about, so they're eating cake, and they're saying,
I'm going to have more to talk about cake in a minute.
Oh, great. And so they
said, don't have funfetti at your wedding. Come on. That's for child's birthday parties.
Just trying to finish this show. That's all.
But you know, would you have that at your fucking wedding?
No.
Come on. No. Come on, y'all.
No.
Cough.
There we are. There we are.
I almost threw my notepad here when they're like, let's do the funfetti.
So we have Dan. So there's
let's do a sandbox during
the reception. Okay, we're moving on from cake.
Sorry. I have very strong opinions.
And so Danielle said, I guess Nick left. And she said, I guess, so clarify to me. She had plans with friends. And Nick said, you said, oh, I didn't think, are we going to be having separate plans? Or are we going to be doing things together on the weekends?
She right? brought up.
It was a little confusing.
She said, she brought up first.
I'm like, why are we not seeing this? But whatever.
If we were dating for 3 months already, we would have stopped dating. She brings that up. And she's like, yeah.
No, but she said if we were dating for only 3 months and had all these issues, we would have stopped dating for the experiment. Yes.
And this is the kind of thing where they're trying to have a moment. And she is bound and determined to bring up something that she's trying to show all of her mess to. And
that is her thing, is that she's bringing this up because she feels she's unlovable. I'm unlovable, and I've got to show him all my shit.
Does he handle it well? No.
This is absolutely what I've learned that so she brings this up, and Nick said, you know, we were at dinner. He said, if you like to go out, you like to go out, and I just want to know kind of when I'm invited. Y'all remember, he feels neglected by his family. He has said this. He's talking, we've met his family.
Yeah.
And she says, basically they go into the whole thing where he says, you're putting words in my mouth. But do you notice every time, look, does Danielle have crazy or not rational thoughts?
Yes. Yes.
But instead of Nick saying, oh man, you're going through it right now, I can understand why you're thinking this because of this and this and this, but this is my experience of this and this and this. He doesn't do that. Instead, he goes, why do you do that? Why are you, why are you the crazy girl? That's what he keeps telling her constantly over and over.
You're using hyperbole there.
That's a subtext because Danielle I'm not calling Danielle crazy, but Danielle.
But I'm saying he's saying that. He's making her feel that way.
Yes. Danielle has been called by asshole guys. Danielle has been called crazy before.
She definitely has.
And she feels like she is the quote labeled crazy girl. And that's what she's trying to bring up this whole time is she's like, I have to show you my crazy. So if you don't love me and it's too much
you can
for
leave
you,
before
you
it's too leave. Late.
But he is emphasizing it.
And I'm going to say that
they're both terrible to each other.
Probably about 70% of the time, he tries to handle it. He handles it somewhat well, but he has a very short fuse, you guys. She's used to calming herself down. He won't let that go. And he takes extreme offense one of his triggers are when you tell him something he didn't say exactly the right way. Because she a lot of times will say it in some way that she heard it. And for him, he'll say, I did not say that. I said this exactly that. When she's just saying, that's how I heard it.
They're actually both way more similar than they should be. Because he takes it personal. And it's this way of I think one sissy wrote, they said earlier in the show, they said Danielle really punishes Nick for having feelings. but so does Nick to Danielle.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's just...
It's not good. I think he even gets. I just want to say Nick even doubles down more and tells, and kind of like it's not gaslighting, but he just guilting her, saying that's words of I would never say that. I'm not that type of. Now he's bringing this on to his that she's attacking his identity as a person,
right? And I want to clarify the thing is he's coming from the exact words he said. And that's what's upsetting him is she's misrepresenting him where she's saying it doesn't matter. This is how I felt when you said it. And he can't, that's not the kind of person he is. If she wanted to really get places with him in arguments like this, she would really be careful about saying what he said, but she just kind of generically puts it how she heard it.
And he would be really good to just to actually reflect what she's feeling to her so she thinks he understands it. They're both really, I think this couple, this is all for me, it's about control for both of them. Nick is used to being in control in his life to calm his anxiety about feeling worthless and because he was neglected. Danielle is used to controlling her life because she felt worthless because she was fat and made fun of it. So they both really, I think, are kind of operating with the same core dysfunction.
Right. Yeah, anyway. It's just...
Boy, how this has changed.
Right? Y'all, that's the end of the episode. We're going to get into bachelor parties next time.
We're going to talk about episode 9, y'all. You can go to realitygaze.com. Y'all know the shit. Go to the link tree. Do all this shit because I want to get into the next episode.
Our live show is in LA this next Sunday, the 27th. Come see us and... The fabulous hosts of Date with Dateline, Katie and Kimberly.
Kimberly.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next episode. But until then, ask yourself when you're
fighting about gluten-free cake.
Gluten-free cake. Ask yourself.
And you're choosing Funfetti.
Is love
blind? I'm sorry. Come on with the Funfetti, y'all.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.